It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. The mayor of Superior in northern Wisconsin is in Washington, D.C. this week. He went to meet with federal officials to secure funding to replace a major bridge in his community.
The Blatnik Bridge connects Superior to Duluth, Minnesota, and the project was awarded more than $1 billion in funding under the bipartisan infrastructure law passed during the Biden administration.
The Trump administration had held off in releasing those funds, leaving the Twin Ports with an uncertain future as the bridge ages and deteriorates.
But the Federal Department of Transportation announced yesterday that it was signing off on the funding, allowing the project to go ahead.
We're checking in on the Superior mayor's efforts to get that funding released and looking ahead at the project now that the funding has gone through. Jim Payne is the mayor of Superior. He joins us live from Washington, D.C. Mayor Payne, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Well, this story has changed a lot since we first called you yesterday morning. What was your reaction when you got the news that, yes, I's were dotted, T's were crossed, and this thing was going through?
I was prepared for the call. It came right at the same time my dinner did at the restaurant. So I was conditioned to expect the call. I was prepared by DOT officials that it would be this week, but they did not tell me that it would be approval. They said approval or denial this week, which meant it made for a tense day.
Now, this funding was originally set last year. What did you understand about the reasons for the delay in finally signing off on it?
Honestly, that's why I'm here. Nobody knew the reasons for the delay, and I mean nobody, all the way up to the very top. So a big part of what I was doing all week was hunting down rumors, who knows who, trying to find out what's going on. And it did speak to a lot of disorganization and backroom politics, but ultimately, I think the pressure was just too strong. The administration has to build this bridge.
Now, the top in this case might be considered Sean Duffy, Secretary of the Department of Transportation, former member of Congress from the district you're in. Were you able to converse with Secretary Duffy or get word from him in some direct way?
No, and a lot of what I'm hearing is that nobody was able to talk directly to the secretary, and that it may not have even been him holding it up, that it could have been even the president. But honestly, this is all speculation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I only know that this bridge project was unnecessarily delayed, that there was, for a project of this scale, this was too much uncertainty. We need a little bit more reliability on a project that has this level of impact for the economy of two states, of two nations, the United States and Canada, and millions and millions of dollars and thousands of people moving over that every single day. I am relieved this morning, but I wish I were relieved 6-8 months ago.
We're talking to Superior Mayor Jim Payne about the approval of federal funding, a much anticipated but in question approval of funding for the Blatnik Bridge that connects Superior to Duluth, Minnesota. Mayor Payne, you were starting to do this a little bit. The stakes here, people who aren't familiar, I drove across that bridge just a few months ago. For people not familiar with it, how big a deal is this bridge for Superior and Duluth and for the regional economy?
The St. Louis River that separates Superior and Duluth, Wisconsin and Minnesota is wider than people think it is. We only get over via, let's call it 2.5 bridges. There's a much smaller one way out of the way. But those bridges do close. Weather closes them. Accidents close them. Maintenance closes them. And so to go down to just one bridge, even for the years ahead of us during reconstruction, is a major disruption to day-to-day life for people in both cities, in both states. It's also an international freight and shipping route. Superior and Duluth are home to the largest inland port in the United States. That's vital to the international economy. And shipping means shipping to rail lines, but also over-the-road freight lines. There is a container dock on the other side of this bridge that is a vital connector to the entire world. So the stakes are very high.
What is the state of that bridge now? Why is this repair replacement project so urgent?
The bridge will close. A lot of folks are talking about the project, when it will happen. Half of this project is happening no matter what. The bridge will close probably no later than 2030. It is at the end of its useful life, and it cannot be repaired. It's already been downgraded several times, and certain levels of freight can't cross it. So the bridge is done. It's over. It's this question in front of us now, and the announcement yesterday is only that we will be building a new bridge. That's what we're talking about here.
If you didn't end up with a replacement bridge, you mentioned 2.5 bridges. The other full bridge is the Richard Bong Bridge. Looking at the traffic numbers, that would have been a heavy lift for that bridge, right?
Absolutely. And it's a lift that we're going to endure anyways during construction. And we're prepared for that in the short term. But one of the things we're preparing for is a total reordering of our economy and way of life for several years. We're working every single day to protect businesses, to protect commuters, to protect residents from the impacts of this, knowing that will last half a decade at least. If that were permanent, it would set our communities back to a place that we haven't seen since the middle of the last century.
Our own Robin Washington had talked to some local business leaders. And part of the story here is businesses have already been preparing for the closure of that bridge, for the construction project. What kind of things are already happening in your community in anticipation of the closure and the new bridge?
We have almost totally completed the move of several businesses. A lot have left the footprint of the new bridge now, so several completely reconstructed themselves on other sides of the city. Everybody else, we are working at mitigating traffic patterns in some cases, and then doing some outright economic support for those that cannot move, that are losing these major traffic corridors. And that is looking very similar to our efforts during COVID, where there was this major, major disruption to local businesses that did last several years. The difference here is we see it coming, we know it's happening, and we've lived through it once before, so we know how to prepare. And that's a lot of direct investment in businesses to keep them going while we rebuild their bridge.
Now, back to the federal funding. After all this uncertainty, we have this decision yesterday. Is this like full certainty now? Are you full on, hey, I'm spiking the football, this thing's going forward? Or is there any hesitation in your mind that you might have to go back there if there's another hiccup?
I think we have a very high degree of confidence now because this grant agreement has been signed. And admittedly, I haven't seen the actual signature. It's just tomorrow morning, is all, you know. But the my understanding of the law is once this is signed by the secretary, it is legally obligated. So any attempt to withhold would be a violation of the law. Now, we have seen gamesmanship like that from this administration, but I think there is bipartisan support to get this bridge done. Bridges are not political. I mean, that's not true. Everything's political. But I think there is a commitment to get this done. But even if that changed and it fell by the wayside in the chaos of this administration, the law is very much on our side now.
Now, when you did this Mayor Payne goes to Washington moment, basically over these last few days, did you feel like, hey, people are taking this Midwestern mayor seriously? Are they hearing your input? Did you feel like you're getting some respect regardless of the parties here you were talking to?
Actually, yes. Washington is a tough city to work in. That's why I don't come here very often. And it is hard to get attention in a city on this scale. But I landed every meeting that I was seeking. We got real attention from the Department of Transportation. And while you're definitely hearing some criticism from me, I do have to say the staff at DOT were great. They took the meeting directly, and the secretary did sign this grant. So we are grateful to the administration, and we were heard. And so I think there was some impact. But in addition to that, that's not the only reason I'm here. That's a very important reason I'm here. But we're doing a lot of other work to prep for the bridge. I'm spent a lot of time working with the railroads as well to make sure our railroad crossings get improved as traffic changes, so we can get that work done this year before the bridge actually closes. And they were very supportive as well. So, yeah, I think we made an impact.
With this experience under your belt, if you had advice for other mayors of similarly sized cities in Wisconsin, there's some kind of federal issue that's affecting their city, what would you tell them about how to advocate for themselves and their cities at a federal level?
Learn and then go. learn everything you possibly can about the process, about the people involved, about who's making the decisions and why and what their interests are. But then you have to go to the city. A big part of, and again, I did not get this bridge approved. I'm very pleased to have been a part of the decision. The Secretary of Transportation, the President Biden, Senators Baldwin, Klobuchar, Smith, many members of Congress got this work done. Secretary Duffy played his role too, and a pretty important one. But if you're going to make a difference, you have to be in the city. A lot of it is spending as much time around everybody that either has influence with the decision or knows how decisions are made. That often means rumors and gossip. And that means staying up late a little bit at times and just listening to what people have to say. I spent some time with members of the previous Department of Transportation Administration this week just to learn more about how this works and who does have the ear of the secretary or is at least close enough to listen.
Now, the money is there. Give us the timeline now for the old bridge and the development of the new bridge.
Okay, with a lot of caution, because listen, a normal street project experiences delays, okay? So the largest infrastructure project in the history of the Twin Ports is going to experience some delays. But we are expecting closure of the bridge next year. That's mid-2027. There will be elements of the project that begin yet here in 2026, a lot of prep, site prep, purchasing of materials. You're going to start to see workers move into the area in 2026. The timeline is 5 years from closure. They have to tear down the existing bridge and rebuild the new one. That's an involved process. It's a very sensitive footprint. It can only go in exactly that place. So we're looking at about 5 years. I am preparing for 7 years or even longer.
We'll leave it there. I'm sure we'll talk to you again in 5 or 7 years. Mayor Payne, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jim Payne, mayor of Superior. He joined us today from Washington, D.C., where he's been meeting with federal officials to push for the release of funding to replace the Blatnik Bridge that connects his city to Duluth, Minnesota. After delays, as we heard, that funding is now approved and the project is moving ahead.